From the protectors of the internet, the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, it's the PKO Podcast with Carl and Dana.
Welcome to the PKO Podcast, sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. I am Carl.
And I'm Dana. As normal, we are diving into a new subject today, and we're going to talk a little bit about some new apps and a little bit about online dating, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty to choose from out there, right? I mean, not like a lot of people. Well, there's a lot of people too, but I mean, there's a lot of different dating apps. I can see how it can get confusing.
There's a lot.
Can you imagine having all these profiles on like Plenty of Fish and Christian Mingle and Match and Tinder and then the one we're talking about today?
Down. Let's start by saying, I don't think any of these should be for kids. I don't think any of these should be for teenagers.
No.
I think a lot of them are billed, are touted maybe as being something to make new friends, to meet new people. And we can all certainly understand that, but we know that this is a really dangerous road to go down as far as, connecting with people online and meeting people that you don't know when you're not doing it safely. So let's throw that out there first before we dive into some of the information and some of the risks maybe that are involved with some of these apps.
Well, do you want to start with Down? Should we highlight Down today? Because when we did a Google search on another presentation that we have to do, we found that Down was the number one used app among teenagers and young adults. We're talking like 18, 19, 20 years old. And it's more of a hookup app than it is anything else, similar to like a Grindr. In fact, when I did a Google search of downapp.com, it highlights the secret way to get down with people nearby. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a marketing genius to be able to type that.
All right, let's talk about this marketing genius. So when I Googled it, it came up under screenretriever.com, Better Parenting Online. And it is, it specifically says this app used to be called Bang with Friends.
Yeah, in fact, it says the most honest dating app. If you ever want to hook up, just say so.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like it connects through Facebook and it allows users to pick Facebook friends that they think are quote unquote sexy. And if the friend is attracted to them, the app lets them know that they are both quote unquote down to bang.
And on the front page of downapp.com, the link to get into it says, "What the F word is this?" That's how you get into it.
Wow. And obviously there wouldn't be an age restriction because it would just be based on the Facebook age restriction, which is 13.
Right. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
What a frightening thing for kids who may be starting to explore some of their hormonal feelings and you know, sexuality and all that kind of stuff.
In fact, there's another link on here that says WTF, and you can click on that.
Goodness.
So yeah, this is a really good app if you want your child to be, saying that sarcastically, of course.
Right. Very dangerous.
If you want your child to go on to something, and it's so easily accessible by just going on a Google search and finding it.
So I think that our first reaction might be a WTF-like reaction. And we might be wondering, why in the world would our children think that this is something appropriate for them to be trying out? And I think what we have to remember is that as teenagers, we do test our boundaries and we do try to, you know, try new things and meet new people. And all of these things are exciting and adventurous. And we don't necessarily recognize the risk involved in some of this stuff. And so that's our job as parents and caregivers, is to educate on this risk and show that, hey, I know that this has an allure for you. But this is why it's so very, very risky to take these sort of actions and have this sort of behavior.
So according to the Down app website, when you go to the Q&A, it says, number one, what is Down? Well, Down is the most honest dating app available to meet locals nearby. You get to choose whether you want a casual relationship or a more serious one. Unlike other dating apps, we view sexuality as healthy, natural, and crucial aspects to relationships. We're all adults, so sexual intention and attraction shouldn't be hidden. We believe it's healthier for everyone involved if people are upfront with what they want by specifying if they want to get a date or get down. Now, like you said, this is all on Facebook. Who's on Facebook? Not 13-year-olds. we're talking 10, 11, 12 year olds. And then, you know, of course, 13 year olds, but I was highlighting the 10, 11 and 12 year olds that can access this, because why they're putting in a wrong, you know, the wrong age and trying to access that.
Well, and I have to say too, that we're very careful to say there are no bad apps. It's just risky behaviors taken on those apps. But some of those things you're saying, if when viewed from maybe an adult speaking to a teenager, are very in line with the grooming process that we've covered a couple of times and will continue to cover throughout the podcast. Those are very, very similar to types of manipulative behaviors we would see from online predators seeking out sexual interactions with children.
Right. And another question, will friends see I am using the app on Facebook and will they post it to Facebook? Down was created to avoid awkward situations. So we, in capital letters, never post anything to your Facebook wall or newsfeed. Your friends will never know if you want to get down or get a date with them unless they want to as well. So even parents, if you're monitoring your kid's Facebook page, and now understand we're talking about this because this popped up as the number one downloaded app among teenagers ages 12 to 17 years old. And that's why we're highlighting this. And that's why you're getting this off of Facebook when they're putting in that wrong date of birth. So they can get down with somebody. And parents who monitor Facebook and do all this stuff with their children that they think is safe, could their child could be secretly going on the app down and highlighting it. And the parents, you're never going to know that your children are actually doing this.
And we've talked before about making sure that you're monitoring your kids' online behavior. And it's up to you whether you choose to inform your child that you are monitoring their online behavior. And you just say, like, hey, once a week you hand over your phone. It's random. And I ask you for it. And you give it to me. Or if you do that using some software applications or programming or something that you purchase as far as a subscription to help you kind of monitor the content that they have on their phones. So you can make your choice as far as what's best for your family and your situation. But if you're looking for this one, it looks like the logo for this one is going to be a red background with either a large white D in the middle of it, or it will say the word down. So that's kind of what you're looking at with this one. And remember, too, that there might be folders. You might want to click into folders if your child has created something, and it might be something as easy as like friends or homework, or they might have labeled it whatever they think might throw somebody off if they don't want you seeing it. But click into those, too, because there might be some additional apps within there that you would be interested in talking to them about.
Absolutely. And with Down, you get an attractive rating. So the more people you meet with or try to talk to, you get an attractive rating, and you get down, get date, swipes, clicks, your social network. Basically, it's your attractiveness rating. That does not mean everyone with a score is a user on the site. And you can only view your attractiveness rating on an OIS device. So you can only view it from an Apple device.
You can view your own?
Correct.
So let's talk about that. That's a whole nother ball of wax as far as psychological impact that can have on a teenager who's individual self is still developing and who's creating their own identity, to be told that you are not attractive by the standards of whoever might have joined this app. What a frightening thing. I mean, that's the equivalent of cyberbullying without having somebody specifically saying it to your face.
At the most worst, can I say that most worst?
Yes.
At the worst time, because here they're trying to hook up, because this is a hookup app, and they're trying to attract that maybe first time, depending on how old they are.
Which we don't condone.
Correct. But imagine then they don't get a terrible score. Imagine getting a negative.
Right.
I don't know if you can, but I mean, seriously, the psychological impact on a kid, I mean, that could lead to suicide if you're thinking about it in the worst, you know, practical outlook on things. When you have a low score on a hookup app.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of things. You could have that sort of reaction. You could also have a reaction that might result in acting out even more sexually, trying to improve that score or something of that nature. So these are all really important things to be tying in that idea of confidence and self-esteem and comfortability with your own self while you're creating this online identity to be connected with. You know, this has to do with any app that's out there, any sort of online connection that you have. You want it to be what you want to put out there about yourself. You don't want it to be some attractiveness rating that random people have put out there about you.
And much like some other apps, you know, we talked about Snapchat and we talked about Instagram. You know, I mean, yeah, you're putting yourself out there, but you're putting yourself out there for who knows what type of predators on this down app. And what are you going to, you can't get this back. You can't get the fact that what you posted back, the people that you try to contact back. Unbelievable, the ramifications that could be a result of this. So, adults, do what you got to do, right?
Sure.
I mean, bottom line. But yeah, parents.
But do it safely.
Right. Parents, be careful, because with allowing your child, you know, I know there's a couple of the friends that I have on Facebook, they're allowing their 10 and 11 year olds to have Facebook pages now. Be careful.
There's
you don't
a
know
reason,
what their intentions
there's
are.
There's a reason that the age is 13. The company has done research to figure out what the appropriate age is for kids to be using this at, and that's what they've determined is the right level.
So, you know, we'll talk about some other dating apps as we go along, because there's a lot out there and equally as dangerous, mm-hmm. even for adults. I mean, these are good podcasts for adults to listen to too, and possibilities of predators trying to attract adults on these apps too. So we'll talk about, you know, other dating apps in future podcasts. So yeah. Pay attention to that.
And if you want to start your homework early, think about things like MeetMe and Scout and Tinder, Yellow, we've already talked about Grindr. That one once. Grindr. Yep. These are all really good ones to kind of, you know, get a head start on and take a look at that. Make sure your kids aren't using those. If they are, make sure you're talking to them about why they're using them, getting them removed from their phone, yeah, those instantly. Types of things. But yeah, our main goal is to keep you informed so you can help your children stay safe online. So you can always connect with us at protectkidsonline.wi.gov. You can connect with us on Facebook. If you look up Protect Kids Online, you'll come up with a very lengthy Facebook name. I think it's Protect Kids Online -WI ICAC Task Force.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Same thing on Twitter. And if you connect with us through the website, you can also get signed up for our newsletter. So if you're interested in getting monthly just brief information about whatever safety topic we decide on for the month, you can get those emailed to you as well. So connect with us any way that works for you, but stay connected and stay safe.